out right for you, even when you did remember them. Damn it. Even funny got old after 4 days. Worse than funny, the little prick never slowed down. He bounced up in the morning like he knew it was going to be the best damned day of his life, and he went after every damned day like it was. Short people weren't supposed to be joyous. They were supposed to be cocky and obnoxious. Then you could thump on them and shut them up without feeling bad about it. Worst thing of all was, Old Man Fish said, they couldn't follow the road on account of they might run into somebody who would want to know what they were up to, or somebody who might remember them after they did the job. It was important that nobody knew who did it. But busting through the tangle of the woods was awful, even with Old Man Fish finding the way. Tully hated it worse than Smeds, but he backed the old man up. Smeds had to admit they were right. What he didn't have to admit was that the expedition was worth the slapping branches, the stabbing, tearing briars, and the for God's sake spider webs in the face. Or maybe the worst was the blisters on his feet. Those started practically before they got out of sight of ore. Even though he did everything Old Man Fish told him to do, they just kept getting worse. At least they didn't get infected. That jerk Timmy kept telling cheerful little tales about guys in the army who had had blisters that had gotten infected and they'd had to have their feet or legs chopped off. Dipshit. Fourth night in the woods, he had no trouble sleeping. In fact, he was getting to the point where he could sleep whenever he stopped moving. The old man observed, "You're starting to toughen up. We'll turn you into a man yet, Smeds." Smeds could have killed him then, but it was too much work to get out of his pack straps and go over and do it. Maybe the pack was the worst part of it. He had to lug 80 pounds of junk on his back, and what they had eaten of the food part hadn't lightened the load a bit. They reached their destination shortly after noon, 8 days after they departed ore. Smed stood just outside the edge of the forest and looked out at the barrow land. "That's what all the fuss was about? Don't look like shit to me." He sloughed his pack, plopped down on it, leaned against a tree and closed his eyes.
"It ain't what it used to be,"
Old Man Fish agreed. "You got a name besides Old Man?"
"Fish."
"I mean a front name."
"Fish is good."
Laconic bastard. Timmy asked, "That our tree out there?" Tully answered,
"Gotta be. It's the only one there is."
Timmy said,
"I love you, little tree. You're going to make me rich."
Tully said,
"Fish, I think we ought to rest up some before we go after it."
Smedge cracked an eyelid and glimmed his cousin. That was as close as his cousin had come to complaining since the expedition had started. But Tully was a big-time bitcher. Smedge had wondered how long he would hold out.